I don't know what dancing I were doing then. I'm really sorry. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm sorry for what you just witnessed. It was a little bit upsetting. I'm personally upset myself. Oh, I've just looked at myself in the thing. It looks like I've got a little pedo tash. Oh, I'm going to have to shave him off. Anyway, right, so... Sorry, everybody, I don't know... Yeah, I don't really know what that was. But hello. Hello again, everybody. A little bit excited to see... Well, not see you, but for you to hear me and everything. That's a bit fun and exciting. Episode 4. Are you having me on? Number 4, I thought I'd be gone by, like, first one. Halfway through... Do you know, I started recording the first one and I was like, oh, God, I can't do this, it's too cringe. So then what I did was I imagined that there's somebody on the other side of the microphone and I'm just talking to him. So that's why if you're looking on YouTube, I always look in this direction because I'm just imagining like Tom, Dick or Harry or whatever he's called is sat over there and I'm just having a chat because I could fully, I've been on like dates and everything, get to the end of it, they've not said a single word, been there for 2 hours, but if I could literally just talk to England about myself, to myself, evidently, apparently, but I just fully like, yeah, it's one of my mini skills. So that's why I was like, yeah, podcast, I reckon I can do it. I reckon this is a bit of me, this, loving it. Right, so back on topic. Well, I never even announced the topic. So students, I don't know what it's called yet. This one's going to be called like Little Bit Student, Little Bit University, somewhat along those lines, because it's talking all things that. Got a lot of questions from you lot about similar things to do with that. So I thought, I'll just leave, you know, a little bit of an episode about it, because I've got lots of experiences, guys. I'm very, this, bit of me, little bit of me. So I just
want to be me.
I'm not over the soundboard yet. I don't think I ever will be. I'm not going to lie. It really brings me so much joy. But, right, so this one is all about students and, like, university. And if you're listening in, like, America, some people listening like Australian stuff, which I find really cool, by the way, I'm not gonna lie, because me, I think like humor, I feel like it's very like British, but it must be must be international. Not gonna lie, a little bit international man of the world me. But anyway, okay, so let's get to our first topic. So firstly, I'm going to talk about, so, like, in the UK, we do something called A-levels. I don't even know if they still do them now. I only did them, like, 3 years ago, but everything's rocking and changing. So, A-levels, and they're, like, your big final exams when you're in college or whatever. And I was thinking, right, guys, not going to lie, you may be able to read between these lines, but I'm not the smartest. It's just not me. It never will be. I used to be primary school, absolute top of the class, English, math, science, get me sorted. High school, I thought, no, it really trickled down a little bit of a spiral pathway there. But yeah, so I was never, you know, the smartest. I'm smart in other ways, but not academically. And I'm not like dumb by any means, but basically, A-levels came about and people were picking and choosing and stuff. And me and my best friend Leah, we're both like, we're going to Newcastle, which is a city at the very top of the UK. We're like, we are going to Newcastle. We're going to live in it large, living it up. I'm living it up. I was absolutely smashing it. We were like, yes, bish, bash, bosh, sorted. We were like, Newcastle ain't ready for us. Like, let's get it started. And then I started to double think myself. What's it called? Overthink myself. Something like double cross myself. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But like, yeah, I was like second guess myself, that's what I bloody meant, second guess myself. And I was like, but right, so you're like tied to the hip with this girl, and if you go to Newcastle Uni, you won't make any other mates. I'm not gonna lie, me and Leah, like, absolute nobody else involved, just us, single everybody out, having a great time, but we weren't like, you know, the most accepting, like, group of, like, I had loads of friends, like, everywhere, but when I was with Leah, we got along so well, and we still do, but, like, that we just wouldn't speak to anybody else, basically. Very toxic friendship, probably, but we loved every second of it, so who cares? And I was like, if I go to Newcastle, I will not make any friends, I'll just be with Leah. And also, the grade boundaries to get into Newcastle were AAB, and I was predicted, like, ACC or something, because I did A-level art and I was really artistic and I was really good at it. So I was like, right, so I'm just not gonna get in there, basically. So I started to panic a little bit, and when you panic, you maybe don't make the best decisions. So I went to my sister, my older sister Ellie, who was on the podcast last week, and I was like, I can't do that. Like, I'm panicking. I don't even think I'm going to get in, firstly. And secondly, if I do get in, I'm worried, like, this bish, bash and bosh, like I just said. So she was like, right, well, I went to uni in Bristol. She went to University of Bristol. And she were like, there's this really cool, funky... Oh, by the way, I was doing film. Oh, I was studying film, me. Studying film, little artiste over here. Because like I mentioned in my first one, I think, first episode, basically, I'm from like a really small town, and what seemed like I was really good at art, I'm not actually that good, but I got like full A stars everything that I did, because they just probs like never say no, like out of the box, because I made films. Oh, I can't be asked to explain that. That's like a full other podcast, but anyway. So I was doing that, so studying film. And they did it at Newcastle, and then she was like, there's this other uni in Bristol. It's not the one that she went to. It's not Uni of Bristol. It's a different one, and it's like a more artistic uni, and they do film there. And she were like, oh, you should go there. She were like, and I'm thinking she had the best experience ever in Bristol. So like, yeah, bish bash, absolute smashed it. I was like, yeah, I was like... absolutely smashed it. I was like, do you know what? Two birds with one stone. I can, you know, make my own journey, live my own thing. And also, I would just come into terms with the fact that I'm very gay, meaning gay. So, like, I'm thinking, like, oh my God, I can, like, finally, like, go off and live my gay dreams in, like, this cute city down south. And, like, I can still go and visit my friends, like, when I want to. But, like, and I'll be doing film at this artistic uni. It's easier to get in. It ticked all the boxes. I was, like, buzzing. My sister loved it. Cut to results day come along. And I get, are you ready for it? A star. Oh, guys, I'm a genius. I need to get closer to the mic. I'm a genius. Honestly, you have never met anybody smarter than me in your entire life. I got one of the best results in the whole year. They took my picture. They put me all over social media, on the buddy front page, on everything. Like, Max Strudel got this. Like, oh my God, absolute legend. And then basically, went to Bristol. But my first thought when I got my results was, I could have got into Newcastle. And I think I'd kind of convinced myself to not like Newcastle just because I didn't think I were going to get in. So then I started to panic a little bit, but I was like, right, this is obviously your destiny. This is it. You're going to Bristol. I go to Bristol. First couple of days, I'm like, wow, this is so cool. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh my God, away for the first time. Didn't really like where I lived very much. It was very expensive and not very nice. And I thought, oh, little bit not for me. Little bit no. And I was just like, but anyway, like, I liked my flatmates, and then I just started to get vibes that the area and everything wasn't for me. I can't explain it. It just wasn't. Bristol itself is a very, like, I don't want to say, like, hippie, but, like, laid back, chilled vibes. And then you have, like, the full on, what's it called, drum and bass section, which is just absolutely, get that out of my face. I can't hack it. I'm sorry. And it just wasn't vibing with me. I'm used to, like, you know, Sweet Caroline coming on a night out and absolutely jozzing my tits off, but that was not happening anytime soon. And it just wasn't a bit of me. Do you know what I mean? The people, I met my friend Jade, I met my friend Megan, Josiah, like, I really did actually meet some lovely people, but it took a while for me to get there. Do you know what I mean? I was very out of my element and I started to seclude myself. I'd say that word. And I got my first ever boyfriend. I met him 3 days in. Oh, and he was like straight boy, like pretty much awful to me. And we won't get into that. But I just spent all my time with him because I felt uncomfortable everywhere else. I started to go to my lectures, didn't fit in. I realised instantly, you do not want to do film. This is not for you. I'm there writing scripts about God knows what, thinking, oh my God, I'm a big dumb fuck and I really don't belong here. And it was just getting to me. And my first choice was to do marketing. And then my art teachers convinced me to do film. So then I'm sat there thinking like, oh my God, I'm hating it. This is just not me. It's just not me. Absolutely. Get that out my face. But it just didn't click with me. So I'm there panicking and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm spending all this money. My mum's giving me money. My dad's giving me money. I'm getting money from the government, like getting myself in debt. Like, oh my God, I'm paying so much for this accommodation. And now like, I hate it. I end up getting so down and depressed, like unbelievable levels. And then I started to see a therapist through uni and she literally like, brought me up out of the... Oh, I'm so thankful for it. I can't remember her name. I remember her last name was Garlic, which kind of makes me laugh. But at the time, I would see her once a week and she literally, like, saved me. Like, my mental health was on the absolute floor. Like, I know that I seem like a bubbly person, but I was just honestly, like, crying every day. Like, I was hating it. And then I had this... I was too scared to tell my mum, so I had this honest conversation with her, and I was like, I'm hating it. I'm literally hating it. But what I did was I put a plan in motion. I was like, I'm hating it, but I want to go to Newcastle, like, next year. And I planned it all out, because I was like, firstly, she'll think about... Is that possible? Secondly, she'll think about like money, and then maybe lastly, she might think about my emotional well-being. But I was like, right. So firstly, it is possible. I sat down, I met with a guidance counselor or whatever you want to call it, who was like, yes, so you can transfer this over to here. Like, bish bash bosh, you can get into Newcastle for next year. You've got the grades, you can do it. Like, well, you need to notify Bristol doing this. Blah blah blah. Then money-wise, I said to her, I will stay in Bristol till the end of the year, get a job and live in my accommodation. Because no matter what, I had to pay that accommodation off. And I was like, no, like I'm not going to go home and then just be paying thousands to this random room that I'm not living in. Plus, like, I don't want to go home. Like, I was in this awful space where like, I didn't want to go home, but I was hating it where I was. So I was like, oh my God, maybe I just like don't belong anywhere. And then I was putting all this trust into this boy that was treating me like shit. And it was the lowest point in my life. Honestly, I've never been lower in my whole life, but I saw a therapist. I seek to help myself. I remember the day that like I got the therapist. It was literally probably like one of the worst days of my life. I had searched online like help if you're in uni, and like on my uni's homepage and everything. And then they set up this like meeting with a therapist, but it was like an hour bus journey. And I got on the bus and I was crying my eyes out throughout the whole bus journey. And then I got off and it was pissing it down. And then I got lost. I was soaking wet and I ended up being 20 minutes late for it. So I'm thinking, oh my God, they're going to stop me from even doing it. I was sobbing. And then I eventually got there, found her, and she was literally like the most warm, loving person ever. Like, I can't explain how grateful I am for that woman. I'd love to meet her, like, find out who she is. But last name, Garlic. If you're listening, Mrs. Garlic, absolute legend. You probably, like, saved my life and you don't even know it. But anyway, sorry, we got a bit deep there. A little bit deep. Let's play a funny noise to get us out of the deep. Oh, I like that one. That one always brings me a bit happy. But anyway, so I was just feeling down. Hating it, absolutely hating it. So I set this plan in motion to go to Newcastle. And then, basically, the time comes, I'd done my time in Bristol. I actually got to enjoy it a bit more when I felt this pressure of, like, everybody else off me. So I put everything in place to change it, to, like, make my life better. Because I was like, I can either fall into a slump in Bristol or fall into a slump back home. I was like, but I need to just get out. So I go to Newcastle. And this time I go to Newcastle with a complete different attitude, because in Bristol, the second that I felt uncomfortable, I got a boyfriend and I just found my comfort spot in him. And then that ended up messing up my whole life, because as soon as that went away, I didn't really have many close relationships and then it was just awful. So I was like, you need to make friends no matter what. So I go, and by the way, in a minute, I'm going to flip to the future. Oh, wait, no, flip to the past. With a conversation that I had with two of my uni friends from Newcastle that came and visited me this weekend. A little bit cuties, they're a bit lovely. Maisie and Claudia, absolute, like, well, I won't give them that much credit. I was going to say absolute legends. No, they're not. Absolute no. But so I can't remember specifically what we talked about because I had a little bit to drink. I'm not going to lie. We were ready to go out. So I'm sure that I speak about a lot about Newcastle in that. So I'll just briefly go over it. But my thought process was just make friends no matter what. You're going to go into it and you're just going to smash that. Like, that's all that you need to do. And I were doing marketing this time, so I knew that I was doing a course that at least had some practical applications to get me a job when I get out. No offence to anybody that, like, does an artistic degree or anything. It just was not for me. Like, it really wasn't. I don't have that passion and drive to be like, oh my God, this is my art and I'm going to make a living out of it. Nah, get me a degree that'll get me a decent job, decent pay, then I can go out on weekends and have a good time. That's me. That's a little bit of me, a little bit of my leg day, a little bit work. Do you know what I mean? Like, that works for me. So go to Newcastle and best time of my life. I can't even tell you, like, I finally had that uni experience that I wanted because I did it for myself. I could have so easily just wallowed in the depression that I was in. And that, like, I feel like I'm downplaying it a bit because it was a full 9 months of my life that I was in Bristol. And, like, six of those months were spent, like, crying pretty much every night. Like, it was the lowest I've been in my whole life. But I made the choices to get out of it. And I know that's not easy. Like, it took me 6 months. So I obviously didn't just decide it on the first day, like, oh yeah, I'm doing this. But the second that I made that choice, something to aim for, something to strive for, something that I could do myself, it made me feel so much better. And it gave me that goal to get out there. And then when it actually came, I appreciated it so much more. I didn't just sit there like I did in Bristol waiting for friends to happen when they didn't. I actively went out and seeked it. Like, I'm pretty sure I spoke about it with Maisie and Claudia, which is about to come on next. But, like, on my first night, I got there and I realised that I didn't like my flatmates at all. They were a little bit, like, just not me whatsoever. They sat there. I remember sat there and one of them went, "So, does anybody have any hobbies?" And I went, "No, get me out of here." Like, I can't hack this. So I instantly went off and then I found my mates and then it just grew and grew and grew from there. And I kept putting myself out there and meeting new people. And now I've literally made, like, best mates for life with these people. Like, they both live near Manchester and they came down to London to visit me this weekend. In a month, I'm going up to Newcastle to celebrate all, like, three of my, like, best friends' birthdays. You know what I mean? And it's like, I didn't realise how good a uni experience could be, and I'm unbelievably grateful. And it's made me realize more than anything that life, oh my God, I'm getting a bit deep, ooh, a little bit deepy, but life in general is just, like, about who you're with. Because, like, Newcastle, lovely place, but, like, not for me. Like, it's quite a small city. There's not a lot to do during the day. Nightlife, absolutely sound, sign me up, but I couldn't live there. But with my friends, it's, like, my favourite place in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, living with your best friends, it's unmatched. Like, there's always something happening. You never feel lonely. You just have, I can't even explain it. And I've got so unbelievably lucky with them people, but it's only because I actively seek them out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I put in the work to meet them. And basically, without me, the friendship group wouldn't exist because I am, like, the core that keeps them all together. No, I'm joking. But I'm the best one. Like, I'm sure we can all admit that. But anyway, yeah. So I'm going to head off now and then we're going to zoom back in time. I'm conscious of time on this one because the last one was like an hour and a half and I'm not going to let that happen again. Okay, I'm going to try and stick to around an hour so I don't waste your lot's time because I was trying to listen back to that last one and even I were going, bloody hell, can they just shut up? Oh, by the way, I've got a drink here. Are you ready? No, I've got a drink. So I made a drink and do you know iced tea? In, like, America, I was like, oh, I really, like, I don't want iced coffee because that'll have me up all night, but an iced tea. So I'm here thinking, I'll just make one like it's iced coffee. Guys, I'm the biggest idiot you've ever seen. I got normal English tea, made it boiling hot in a mug, filled a cup with ice, and then just poured it on. Guys, it tastes horrible. Like, I'm going to try some. Wait. Oh, that is rancid. I don't know what iced tea usually is, but it ain't that. It's not that, I promise you. It's absolutely, get that out my face. It's absolutely, it is vile. But yeah, so gonna jump to a little convo that I had with Maisie and Claudia, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about something a little bit serious, answer some questions, talk about something I like and something that I don't like. We know the drill by now. But yeah, See you in a minute, guys. Hello, everybody. Are you a little bit excited? Right, so this is in the past of what I just recorded. Wait, this is in the past of what this is in the past of what you just heard then.
He's coming.
Yeah, so right. So I probably explained it just then that you're going to jump to something new. I'm not making any sense. Basically, I'm here with my two uni friends.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do. Right, so do you want to introduce yourself? So on the right, we've got Claudia. Come on, Claudia, what's
Hi.
Your...
Hi.
And then we've got Maisie.
Hello.
And I've brought them on because basically they were just here. They came to visit me. Very nice, very lovely for the weekend. So I thought, why not just get a little segment in? I was going to talk about uni anyway. And these two are my uni friends. So who else to have here? So basically...
Get that out of my face.
Yeah. Do you like the little soundboard that I've got set up?
I don't really understand it.
Right, so basically like you press it. Yeah, if you want... Right, don't knock a drink over. Right, sorry. We're about to go out. Right, so no. Yeah, you can do it on there if you want to.
How do I just click the play button?
Yeah.
I just want to be me.
Ah, isn't it cool? Yeah. It's like... And it fully like feeds it... Right, sorry. Right, we're going off topic. Right. So I've got some questions for them to do with uni. And then, like, we'll just talk about little bit uni experiences, little bit stuff like that, basically. So, what was... Right, so before you two went to uni... So, we all go to the same uni. We go to Newcastle Uni, yeah?
Hence Uni Friends.
That's a good one. I don't know if I should say that. You're not going to all, like, stalk me, are you? Nah,
well,
it's all
it's
good.
Well, it's too late for that.
I've just said it. Yeah, it's fine. So, what... Before you came to uni... Because we all had, like, different... experiences. Obviously, I'd already been to uni before.
No way!
Yeah, shut up.
Not mentioned that before.
Shut up. And then obviously, like, you two were in a flat together. But we all had different journeys in getting to know each other. Right. Sorry, I'm going off track again. What were your main worries before you went to uni? Before you went, what was the main thing that you were thinking about and you were like, oh, I don't really know about that.
I thought I'd have no friends.
So you were right.
yeah.
Is that it? Fair enough, though. I feel like that's a pretty big, like, we have conversations a lot about, like, you're worried that certain people are going to be, like, gimpy or whatever, like...
But not in a mean way, not me.
No, but, like, just not your kind of person. Yeah. Not to be judgmental, but they're absolutely fucking awful, yeah. But, yeah.
But I think that's a bad thing. You shouldn't, like, go with any preconceptions.
Yeah, so that's...
But it is hard to.
Oh, like, yeah, 100%. And especially because you're going straight... Like, we all went to sixth forms as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, you go straight... Like, you've been with the same people that you've been with for, like, how many years is that? Like, 8 years, 7 years or something? Yeah. That's a well long time. So, like, to then jump into... I sounded so special.
Really good English.
I sounded so stupid then. But that's like a big thing to then jump into suddenly like, right, you've made friends years ago and you've not had to for ages and now all of a sudden, bish, bash, bosh, throwing you straight in.
Friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're so settled.
And you're so
set with
like,
got,
I have my home friends, I want my uni friends to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not
and you think
idea.
You've already got
I
such a big group.
I learned that a hard way. I didn't really like them at the start.
Yeah, she didn't. No. Right, so she...
She didn't want to mix and
no.
mingle.
So, right, so how did we meet then? So I was in... You two were in the same flat.
Yeah. The first day... night we got there, like the Saturday before freshers. Like, this was before freshers.
Yeah, right? So we all got there on the same night. Yeah. And I had got there, and I know they won't be listening, my old flatmate. So I basically...
You don't even know who they are.
Exactly. I haven't got a bloody clue. So I... requested no I didn't request so basically because I went to Bristol before they
what?
Thought shut up
wait you went to uni before
you can press anything on the thing if you want to as well it's like look this one
no
I'm gonna do
don't
that
press,
every time
don't press one of them
ask a question. No
you can press like don't press,
press
the red ones
the number,
don't press the red
the
ones
match.
Yeah
okay.
Yeah but don't press the red ones because they send off like the
what
full
about if I press that
no
oh, I'm just gonna like whenever you start talking
go on
no
right so I got put basically in a flat full of second years didn't I second years
which,
that
it sounds good idea to
no
fair.
Yeah well they thought oh
well, no,
like
because you're second year and you're in first year accommodation
yeah
a little bit like wow
yeah yeah no, 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 no that
like, maybe like
No, don't try and backtrack now. You're a horrible person, and that's fine.
Yeah, you've got to stick to what you said.
Stick to what you said, Claudia. Stand in your truth.
Fine, but just.
But yeah, so basically, they were like, they, bless them, they weren't sociable. I only ever met two of them on the very first night, and instantly I was like, we're not going to be mates. We're not the same sort of person. We're not. Oh, I just burped. Sorry, everyone. Yeah. We're not gonna be mates. So like, let's just leave it there. So
I felt when I met you guys.
Yeah. It actually was.
Though, I know.
Don't get me out.
She ripped us off on the first day.
She thought,
get that out of my face.
But like, straight
you
away,
like
I was
these
like,
people. No.
But I was like, straight away, it's not happening. So I messaged in the big like holes group chat. Don't lean on the table.
Oh, yeah, the chats are a weird thing as well. That
yeah, chats are weird, full of weirdos. Like people. So people
Facebook
fully
chats.
Fake people.
Crying is worse.
Claudia like accidentally it. To a, like a Snapchat group chat full of people from
you
our accommodation.
Chats before you go, basically.
She accidentally sent a picture of herself crying to
it.
It was a video.
It wasn't even
it was
a video.
Yeah, like,
it was
all out.
Oh my god! And she accidentally sent it. That's so funny.
It was just oversharing at its finest.
Oh my god, that is really funny. But yeah, so I messaged in the chat like, where's a prize? Because I was thinking I need to get rid of these. Mm-hmm. These I can't hack it. So then I went, and there happened to be one at the bottom of my block, didn't they? Because our accommodation.
I don't even know whose that was.
Not a clue. Never seen them in my entire
neither.
Life. But it was just some randomer's house. I went in there, and it was dead. And I was like, oh my god. I was with my two flatmates,
woo-hoo.
And I was like,
welcome
this is.
Welcome to uni. Here
yeah,
we go again.
I was literally like,
out.
Exactly. And I just had the worst experience, and I was like, oh my god, Newcastle, this is it. Mm. And then it was so bad, and I was like, this can't be happening. But I just had the headspace of, you've got to just keep pushing, like, you've got to get through it. Don't mimic me. You've just got to keep going. Yeah, not on my own podcast. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Whoa! You got the F-bomb.
Wait. Oh, shit. Wait. No, but I was like, no, this can't be happening. And then whilst I was hating my life, sat there with them, you lot walked in.
Yeah.
And you looked
what
just
were
as like
58.
Yeah, and you looked just as like, what the hell is going on as me?
Yeah.
And I instantly made eye contact with Claudia, didn't I? And I think I walked over to you and I was like, "Hi, I'm Max. I'm gay." Just to like break the, just to like make them think like I'm not trying to come on to you. Like obviously I was miles better looking than all of them, so it would have been.
It's not like it was.
It would have been like if you're watching on YouTube, comment below who's the best looking. No, I'm joking.
We're not gonna start doing that.
So it was like
crippling anxiety will not take that.
But we were like, yeah, straight away we got along, and then I started speaking to like Maisie, and then Luca was there, Steph, Paz, is that it?
Yeah.
So we all got out. No. Were they there?
We're not name dropping.
Oh, were they actually there?
Yeah. They got on with your flatmate.
Sure.
Yeah, do you know
so they had
name,
no. Oh no. So they had two flatmates that they didn't.
They won't watch.
No, they won't. They had two flatmates that they didn't like, and they ended up getting on with mine. I know I beefed them.
Yeah,
right. No. Right. Stay on topic. Stay on topic. So then that night, me and Maisie like clicked, didn't we? Claudia went off to cry somewhere.
You called me soulmate. We said on the first day.
Shut up. I called you my soulmate. Oh my god, that's a bit much. Right, guys, don't do that. That's a bit weird. That's a bit weird. I wouldn't recommend doing that. But we really did get along, and we were just like, oh, this is great. Like, and then from that,
that
it
was
just
quite unusual. It's not, it's
yeah,
understandable
no,
if
no,
that
but
doesn't
if
happen.
Anything, though, we were like rude to other people.
Yeah,
like,
we
cling to each
I
other
do
so much.
That a little bit.
Like, one of our best mates, Paz, we fully like tried to. I don't really remember this story, but she said that in like one of the first nights, in the uni, you have like pens, don't you? That you can like people do different
you
societies.
Look, like, drawing on tops and stuff.
Yeah, like you get given them.
White t-shirt.
So you wear a white shirt, and then they like draw on you or something. T-shirt,
yeah.
And apparently I tried to like draw like a penis on Paz or something.
And I think it was on her head, not on a t-shirt.
Oh my god. And I have no memory of this whatsoever.
And I joined in.
Yeah, but she was fully like, yeah, I didn't like you two at the beginning because like
we
I
were
thought
just
that
a bit
you're
obnoxious,
but because
like,
yeah, we were obnoxious, but we didn't realise really.
No.
But we just were. But
so rude,
like we
so
just
rude.
Got along like a house on fire. And then how did Claudia come into it? So she
I
lived
with
you.
With Claudia.
I think I had made it in my flat, and then just from
yeah,
you
and
think,
we were close.
I think
well,
I'm not.
Are you not sure?
Been in my flat.
She might have been. I'm not too sure.
There was a girl opposite me, like blonde hair, but little.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, so you gradually became like more and more comfortable.
No,
it's fine.
Right, shut up. Because you came, didn't you, thinking like, oh my God, instantly didn't really vibe with these, so I'll just go off with my homemates that I already know.
Yeah.
And then,
big mistake.
Yeah, and then straight, because if you go to like your comfort zone straight away, you don't push yourself out of it, and then you get trapped there, and then it's just like such a spiral, isn't it?
So that's, I feel like, definitely the number one thing I'd say. Put yourself out of your comfort zone.
Don't stick with your home friends that are there, but it's like, use them.
It's
like
a safety blanket.
You have a free day, see them.
Yeah, don't prioritise around. Yeah. Like, my best mate in the world, Leah, lives in Newcastle whilst we did. First night, I could have easily made plans. She was asking me, like, oh, come on.
And what you want to do, really.
But I was like, no, like, I need to, like, do this. And it was the best decision ever. Because
you can go back, but
yeah, because, like, how often, like, at least, like, maybe, like, once a month, once every 2 months, I'd go out with her.
Yeah.
But then, like, I'd spend the majority of my time with you.
You'll always have, like,
yeah,
exactly.
It's worth trying. People, and if you stick with your own people, you don't.
You close yourself off to opportunities. And, like,
you don't know what could happen. You could find someone that you really do get along with. Yeah.
But you
closed yourself off.
On keeping your friends.
Yeah. So, like, So then Claudia, like, gradually, like, opened up to us more. And, like, I remember, like, the first couple of times that I properly hung out with you, I was like, she is sick. Like, I don't understand why she's taken this long to not, because she's so similar. And now, like, we're literally inseparable. And it's like, what the fuck were you doing for that long? Like, just irritating.
Yeah,
so then it came to it, like, whilst we were in second year, you didn't even live with us, but you basically did. Because she lived in a different house.
Because you have to do houses early, so she wasn't that friendly.
Like, look where they bloody are. Right now, they're in my room, like, sleeping in my bed. All three of us sleep. We would go in. Maisie had her own room.
I've got my own room.
Still sleep over in my room, just because.
It just is not a fun place to be. It's cold. It reminds me of my body wanting to just shut down.
And I've even got a room in the same house.
Every night.
In the morning, I wake up like, why didn't I just go back to my own room?
Every morning, I wake up like, why the fuck didn't you just go back to your own room?
I
wake up like,
no!
Like, why is this happening?
It's horrible. It's so hard.
Wait, I wake up like... I really like that noise now. I didn't like it at the beginning. It used to scare me.
Is it the buzzer on
the
Xbox?
No,
it's like similar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the one. But it probably used to scare me. Well, I think it only scares me if I have headphones in. So if you're listening and you've just got...
Do you normally do it with headphones?
Yeah, because then like... Yeah, by myself in my room. Don't make fun of me. Right, so, question.
You've got really what nice was... handwriting. Yeah.
Shut up.
No, he does like
his handwriting. Yeah, I do have handwriting,
He loves these little books. They're like in primary school.
Shut up. I know, right, they brought this up in the last one. It says podcast on the front. Because this is my podcast book.
Consumer behaviour.
Yeah, that was... So I started...
So I started uni.
Yeah, so that was literally like this. It was started off as uni.
Yeah, don't pretend you actually revised.
Look at the colours. Let's look at how many pages I got up to.
Why did you cross it out?
Because I didn't want to get, I didn't want to open it up and be like, right, to talk about lecture two, natural selection. Like,
here you go, guys.
Is
yeah.
Natural interesting. Selection?
Yeah, in,
isn't that about, like,
biology?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I do it because I do marketing, so shut up. Right, back on topic.
Yeah,
Sorry, we're going off on tangents. Right, what was your first impression of me? Honestly, tell me now. What was your first impression of me?
Well, you had spoke in the Facebook chat before. Yeah. We came to uni, and it was cool. You were quite vocal. He was so vocal.
I was vocal in like a burst, but I only started to be vocal when I first got added to the chat because I need to assert my dominance.
You were suddenly worried as well, and you're like, "Oh my god, people are gonna know."
And
each
then,
other
like
you
2 days before I got there. I didn't message the whole time. Some people proper like Snapchatted for like the month leading up to.
So I remember
like,
it was like the festival season and people were talking about that, and I was like, "Can we not just wait until we're back?"
I know. I was like, "No, I can't be doing
like,
with
all
that."
I don't know anyone. I don't really.
Exactly.
Want
I don't
to
care.
To
like I literally don't care. And now like that was the.
But
best,
you,
like,
I remember you
decision.
Being quite vocal.
Yeah. Only because
and
I was
you used
like
to talk about yourself a lot.
Yeah, shocker.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, no. Literally nothing has changed.
And you used to talk about being gay.
I don't. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's like my two personality traits. Talk about myself. I'm being gay. But
and
yeah,
that was
you are
for
yourself.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
My body's made of 80% more, so yours is 80% attention seeking.
You took that from the video. We watched them all. We were watching the YouTube video.
Shut up. Right. Yeah, I don't remember you at all before
like,
it.
I think back to what I was like pre-universe, and I feel like I'm so different in so many ways.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I'm sure
I
you are.
I'm so shy.
I think you're well different from when we first met you. Yeah, I think you can be shy. I feel like everybody can be shy.
Yeah,
like,
and it depends who you're around.
Yeah, even
it?
Like I come across as like massively overconfident, but like I can be shy in certain situations.
Which ones?
None.
Yeah, I can't even think of any.
No, I think
no,
I'm really
I can
shy.
Be.
Which is why I think uni was really hard for me because I was like,
I'd like what I have.
Yeah. And when you're comfortable with something, it changes, it's like, I don't want to change.
Yeah. But like, you just have to force yourself out of it, don't you? Mm. Like, I'm sure there were points where you were in your room, we're all in your kitchen. Because our group, there's like, how many of us? Like 8, 9 of us all together. Like in our house in second year, there was 9 of us.
Yeah.
And like, then Claudia. So like, as a whole, we're a group of 10. Mm-hmm. So like, we used to go over to Claudia and Maisie's kitchen.
And just sit there.
And like, sit in there. As like, so like, from Claudia's point of view, it were probably like number one, like intimidating, like all these people in the kitchen.
And it seems like we came friends really quick. Yeah. And you'd be like, God, why am I not at the case?
Because we did. Like we would always talk about it. Like I remember I broke up with my ex-boyfriend in like the first week of uni. Because do you remember when I thought I was going to live happily ever after? Exactly. That was a week
ever after
in.
Doesn't exist.
No, it don't. No. We'll do a full one about relationships, and Claudia can do a little segment if she wants. But
recently divorced.
A new addition.
Yeah, but like that was 1 week in, and how close I came into them. We went into my friend Steph's room,
and
I started to cry in front of.
And we all started crying.
And everybody started crying, and we're all like hugging each other, and we're like, I just love you so much. I know I've known you for a week.
And now you think about it, it was about
I know, me. And we're like, how did it? Yeah, so dramatic. But like, but we really were like,
it did
so
feel like
close.
A connection.
And that can happen. And like, and then like, maybe some people will like fall out of the group because like, they're not like, but like, you do.
It was so quick.
Yeah,
I
you
also
slowly.
Think that it's really important, you don't compare like, your uni experience to like anyone else.
Oh yeah.
After, like,
oh yeah.
We like, everyone my uni puts started, it on Instagram. Our uni started pretty late compared to like loads of my friends.
Mm.
And I went to see like my boyfriend at the time, and he was like, "I love my flat best mates, gonna live with them for like my life." Mm. When I went, I was like, "I don't feel instantly the same."
Yeah.
Mm. And that stressed me out. I feel like you should never.
Oh, definitely.
No, it's your. It's your own.
It should happen to me. Like,
yeah.
It happens.
No,
to
it's literally your own. As this sounds well cringe, but it's like your own journey, isn't it? Like you've
you're on your own journey.
You can, but like it's the first time.
No.
I was gonna tease on.
It's your first time as like an. Half like adult. I feel like you're not a full adult at that point.
You're becoming more independent.
Yeah. And like you, like we said, like you've had everything laid out for you up to that point, and now it's like, right, there you go.
Like filling at the deep end.
Yeah. So I reckon best advice, you've just got to grab it by the balls as soon as you go. Obviously, that's what I do all the time. But like you've just got to start. Wait.
No, please.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But like,
you hurt my feelings.
But you've just got to like really go for it. Like it'll feel.
You might seem that like you put in too much. But,
or
like,
you don't want to. Like everything's telling you, no, I don't want to message this
innit?
Stranger.
Like no.
Come
like
out
so, like it was like
you really don't want to, but
it was the first night out, and it was like the second day or something. And I was so hungover, and we were going out that night. Yeah, we were going out that night, and I wasn't in this Snapchat group chat just because I like ignored all the messages
and
up until like
it, like got full. Like we didn't add anyone else.
And Maisie just messaged me like, "Oh, like what are you doing? Because we're all going to Nando's." And I was like, I felt like shit. I was like, I don't want to go. But I just dragged myself out of bed, went. And that's where we met Eleanor.
Yeah, we met a few more people.
Yeah, and like we met Abby. Did we not meet properly Abby then as well?
No, Abby was out with us the night before.
Was she not?
You hadn't got to speak to people on that
night.
Yeah,
I hadn't got to speak to Abby at all.
Was there.
That was like the first time that I remember meeting Abby. Was Anna there? Anna weren't at the thingy.
I don't think so.
But like you meet different people like throughout the... Yeah. Like our friend Anna as well, like she just messaged our friend Steph. Like to say, like she was in
never
in like,
met her, never seen her, anything,
never seen her anything, just
said,
like through
hello,
like
in
thing,
our accommodation,
like she got to her flat similar to me, and like her flatmates were Hmongs. Like I think she was upset about like her parents
is
leaving.
Such a horrible word.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not nice.
Is it not?
No, it's really not. Like Hmongs is like.
Is it not just like, ew?
No, it's like it's not a nice word.
Should I not say it?
Probably not.
All right, then in future, sorry everybody, I won't say the word Hmong. I didn't realise it was
like,
bad.
Not her person, people.
Yeah. So like she didn't like it and she I think she got in her own head. So the first night she spent like by herself and then the second night she'd messaged Steph and we'd already been out with Steph the night before and then she was like, "Oh, this girl Anna is coming," like blah blah blah. And now Anna's like one of the best mates in the world. And like that just happens because she put herself out there.
Sparkling.
Oh wow! If you're watching on YouTube, my necklace is really sparkling. Wow!
It looks like a filter.
Oh yeah, it does. Like the TikTok
bling.
One.
Yeah.
But like that's all that you've got to do in it. Like she was feeling like shit in her room by herself. She messaged Steph like, "Please, can I do this?" And now she lives with us in second year. Yeah.
So it's worth just doing it sometimes. Like,
and put yourself out there because the worst thing that'll happen
is no, and then you don't have to see them again.
It's fine.
No problem.
If you go on a night out,
you never have to see him again if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like, you can go out with whoever you want. Yeah. You don't have to like him.
Not like everyone. Like, yeah.
No, that's like natural.
And if you just hang out with someone and realize, oh, they're not really who I want to hang out with, but... Yeah. Uni's full of people.
Yeah,
it's not insulting or a bad thing. Yeah. Like, you don't have to get along with everyone.
Yeah. So, like, what would your biggest bit of advice be to somebody that? Because I get a lot of messages. I guess so. Yeah, but do you have anything else? Maybe like, because I get loads of messages from people that are saying like, I'm just going to like this uni, or I'm just doing this or something. Like for me, I would say, especially your first week, go out as much as you can.
Yeah.
Alcohol is your best friend. No, that's a bad. Like, that's bad. That's bad to promote.
It's a good advice.
In the UK, if you're like elsewhere,
that don't like that, then
but also like, yeah, everyone says freshers is like the most amazing time. If you don't enjoy freshers, like, you don't enjoy it. Like,
yeah, that's fine.
You'll have different. Everyone has different experiences.
Like, I don't.
I don't even think freshers. I couldn't tell the difference between freshers and the rest of it.
No, I don't feel like freshers stuck out to me as like the best time of my life.
It's not be all end all.
It's the best. Well, it can be, but then also if it's not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, like it just happens.
I say go with pre-judgment.
Expectations. Go in, like I went into Newcastle. Obviously, I don't know about what I've just said in the future because I've not said it yet. But I probably just spoke about Bristol and then Newcastle. I went into Newcastle. Shut up.
What?
They take the mick out of me. Right, they take the mick out of me all the time.
So
guys,
much.
I was in Bristol last year and we did this.
Shut up! Oh my god!
I went to uni first.
No. I don't say that. Shut up.
You do.
Down south.
Okay. Oh my god!
But I like went into Newcastle like, this is gonna be it. My flatmates are gonna be my best mates ever, and straight away I was like,
because then you're more disappointed than you would have been.
And
you could
have done like what Claudia did. Instantly, didn't feel that connection. I'll shut myself off, and that's the completely normal human thing to do. Yeah. I feel, but I was like, I didn't feel that connection, so I need to put in extra effort to go out of my comfort zone. And it is out of your comfort zone. It's not normal when you're 18 years old to message people like,
to go out with people you've never met.
Yeah,
it's a bit scary.
Yeah, please, can I
come?
Come
to my room!
Yeah. That's what you did,
I was literally like, I'm coming in.
Flashing
he was like, come and have a look at my lights.
Yeah.
And we all went in and like had so a drink.
We were at that pre-drinks and I was like, right guys, I've got some flashing lights in my room and they're really cool.
And like, off we all went, like following around.
Yeah, we absolutely loved it. And I got them all to film this cringe video that is like, so Luca Larkin's bland. We all shouted, shag me.
Oh my god, yeah.
We all went, shag me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
That's so cringy. I used to say that all the time. I'm so glad.
You still do say it.
I know, but I'm not as much.
Not as much.
But yeah. But right, so do you have anything else that you reckon you could add other than just that? Other than just like push yourself out there.
You know when they advertise freshers' wristbands?
Yeah.
Don't get it.
That is really good advice.
We didn't get it, but like, people that got it spent like
£70. Paz and Seth got it, and they spent so much money.
I completely get why you would, though, completely.
But
when you're at home and you don't
have it, you can't all go to the same events, and then you're already cancelling out the fact that you can't all be together and make friends.
Yeah.
It's just not a good idea, but uni, it's not a good idea. It's
just, when you come to uni, you can buy pretty much anything on the door. They lie to you and say, you need to get this before, because it's already sold out.
It's
not.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you don't know. You can Google, like, I Googled clubs, and it was like Tiger, and that was. That was one of our worst nights out.
You'll find a club that you like.
And you can do it on the night, I promise. Like,
do you know what?
They say it's sold out.
That was some bloody good advice, that Claudia Gordon. I enjoyed that.
Whenever people message me about that, I'm always like, please, whatever you do, don't.
Yeah, no, 100% don't. So I
feel like, waste of money, that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel like we've given good advice. We've explained like a little bit of a journey.
A little bit.
Do you have any like other, like anything else that you feel like you want to say? Or is that it? It's okay. It's perfectly okay if you don't. I mean, you're not the brightest of people. But...
I'm the smartest.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
Hermione. Here she goes again.
Right. Hermione Granger.
Yeah, you know what? The other day, my shoulders were hurting so much.
I also want to say as well that exam results do not equal intelligence.
True, especially uni's weird market.
Isn't it? Uni is so subjective.
It's not the same as school.
Nah.
1, 2, 3, uni.
I'm not that good at like, exams are like, oh god, the lighting has gone so down. We're fully in the dark. I look purple. Oh my god. But yeah, like I'm not good at like examinations and everything. No, just leave it because we're about to leave. Oh my god.
Yeah, take that off.
We're about to end.
No,
it's not. Claudia, turn that off. Get that. Do you know what, Claudia?
Get that.
Right, so we'll finish this up now, but I want to say thanks, guys, for number one, see, this is where it could lead. I live in London now. These two have come to see me. Last minute, they've been begging me.
I just wanted something to do.
Yeah, they've been begging me. They were like, please, can we come and see you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fine, okay, this weekend it's happening. And then we're here, like, here we are. Actual friends.
We're having a great... Like, and we're staying an extra day because we're having so much
fun. And also,
fun.
I don't...
Well,
I
we
don't,
didn't, yeah. actually,
tell you. Yeah, they think that they are. Yeah. We'll discuss that tomorrow. But also, what I find a bit weird, sorry, this is just a side note that just came to me. Why do we call people that we met at uni friends, instead of just like friends?
Because you
like, we're
uni.
Like, oh yeah, my uni friends. My uni because like, you are my friends.
I still want to distinguish between my home friends and my uni friends.
Yeah, but like, that's weird though, do you not think? No. Like, you are my friends. Do you not think
but,
it diminishes
but uni friends
it a little
still
bit?
Means my friends.
Yeah.
It just means where
oh,
I met
did you just burp?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh my god, right, her name is Claudia Gordon and she just burped. Any boys out there, I'd run while she can.
She's
Or, do or. Or is a good one in this situation.
yeah, that'll do.
Where's
or? I just did or. Right,
no,
right. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
I just did.
Is...
That's or. No, no.
We talk over each other.
Yeah,
so
no,
much.
She don't understand what I'm saying. Right, guys. So I want to say thank you for you two to come in. That.
Wait.
I just went. That made no sense. So thanks for coming on.
Okay,
cheeky little
no
little bit of Beleg Day. And I hope you've had a great time. I'm not getting any money, so you two definitely aren't.
Can we get a cut of it?
I don't think so.
You can buy the cordial next time.
Yeah, you are.
Like
oh my god,
more.
Guys! I buy Ubers. They've never bought an Uber.
We don't
in
have the
life.
App.
So Pucky basically, ball. Mark. Oh,
right,
you know,
Claudia, shut up.
It's not even an interesting story.
Right, okay, we're finishing this up now. Right, so
that's
thank you
just
very
be
much.
Like a boost noise. It's not even going to
no,
be anything.
Right. So thank you very much for coming on, guys. I hope that we were helpful to all you lot at home. And if you would like to see him on it again, let me know because, you know, they could do. But personally, I'm not having the best time, so I reckon that's
personally,
not going to happen.
It ain't on.
Yeah, so, right. Thanks, everybody else. Oh, everyone.
Embarrassing.
Right, thank you. Do you wanna say like your name or anything or like where?
Hi, my name's Claudia.
So this is Claudia.
Hi.
This
I'm
was
Kyle.
Maisie.
Is that the thing?
And
which one?
No, right. Shut up. I'm trying. We've had a drink. I'm sorry. Right. No, thank you very much.
One.
I've had two.
Have you?
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much, everybody. And I'm sure. Wait. We're about
see you
to.
Next time.
Yeah. See you next time. We're about to like jump back to the future where I'm talking or something.
Yeah. Where we're
so.
Not involved.
Yeah. Yeah. So bye. Thanks. Bye. Wait. Hello, this is usually the part of a podcast where a company might pay me to read out some sort of advertisement for them, but unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet, so we've just got me sat here in my dressing gown. So I reckon, if you're a company, you should contact me at max.belegday@gmail.com and you should sponsor me. And if you're just a nice lovely person listening at home, ring up a company and ask them to sponsor me. Other than that, just have a lovely day. And hello everybody, we are a little bit back. Now, I personally haven't listened to that conversation that you just have yet, and I'm really upset at the thought of what I said, because the more I look back on it, we just got ready, we're about to go on a nice little night out in London, and I'd had, I think everybody else had just like, they were on their first drink, and I'm pretty sure I'd just finished my second or something like that. And by drink, I don't mean like your normal portions. I mean, I'm in my room pouring the vodka into whatever level I want. And it's probably not the best, really. I probably made myself look a little... Yeah, I probably did a little bit ballet day, I'm not going to lie. But anyway, so, hope you liked it. Maisie and Claudia, they're all right, aren't they? Quite lovely. Yeah, I mean, nah. I don't really like them, I'm not going to lie. But anyway, yeah, so question time. Now it's the part where I answer your lot's questions. And guys, I've got to say, got some pretty good ones this week. I'm not going to lie, I read through them all like usual, but I have just picked two for this week, just two little ones. So let's get on it then, shall we? By the way, if you want to be in it, send questions to balegday.questions@gmail.com or send them to the podcast Instagram, which is @balegdaypod, I think. Yeah, that's right. Right, okay. First question. It's from Santiago. Sorry about that. Oh, little bit coffee. Anyway, right. Hi, Max. I'm Santiago and I live in Argentina. I'm in my first year of college. I have to ask you one thing. What are your tips for studying without distracting yourself every 2 seconds? I literally cannot read a paragraph without thinking of something else, and then it's 10 p.m. and I haven't studied anything yet. Is this a problem? Also, it makes me laugh out loud that you... makes me laugh that you dropped out of film school and now we're doing marketing because I did the opposite. Ooh, a little bit best of both worlds, a little bit Freaky Friday. Look at us. Earlier this year, I was doing marketing, but it really wasn't for me. And now I'm so happy doing film. Anyways, I love you. Your podcast is really funny and I can't wait for more episodes. Thanks, Santiago. Oh, what a cutie. Thank you. Do you know what? Do you know what, Santi? Little bit Santi. Let me give you a little... Oh, where's everything gone? Let me give you a little... Yeah! Because that was very lovely. Thank you for thank you for listening. Thanks for saying that. A little bit lovely. Right, so... Santiago's asked if I have any advice for, like, keeping concentration. And the answer is no. Absolutely no. So I'm not going to lie to you, Santiago. I can't concentrate on anything for 2 minutes. I've 1,000,000% got undiagnosed ADHD. I'm not going to lie to you right now. I cannot concentrate on anything. Revision, never heard of it. I just stroll through life being distracted by shiny things and hope that it works out well for me. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But at the end of the day, I have a good time. Do you know what I'm on about? So, Santiago, I'm not going to lie to you here. If you're struggling, just embrace it. You know, you're doing film, maybe you'll get a sudden burst when you're doing, you know, of concentration, when you're doing something that you actually enjoy. Like, for me, like right now, I'm doing this podcast. It takes a lot to set it up, to go through it. I'll happily sit down and, like, you know, look through the questions, like, sort out everything, like, technologically wise and stuff. Ask me to do something that I'm getting paid to do, like my work. Bloody hell, struggle with that, you know. Ask me to revise. Revise for an exam? Never heard of it. Never seen it. Never smelt it. Never heard it. Never. Like, I just can't do it. Can't get my brain to focus. So, Santiago, I'm not going to lie to you. All I can say is best of luck to you because I haven't got a clue. I've not got the slightest of clues. But anyway, right. Hope that helped. I'm sure it didn't, but I hope it helped. Right. Next question, Tilly. Hey, Max, this is kind of similar to the girl from your last podcast question, but I've been having a super hard time at school recently. I'm nearly 17 years old, and I'm from Melbourne, Australia. That's a little bit cool that you're from Melbourne. Oh, my God, wow. I've been in lockdown for 7 weeks now. This means we've been doing online school and aren't allowed to leave our houses. Only for 1 hour exercise and essential shopping. Oh, that sounds a bit peak. Not gonna lie, that's a bit upsetting that. Since we've been at home, though, all of my friends have forgotten about me. Nobody messages me anymore. They only speak to me when they want the homework answers or if I message them first. And it's really upsetting. Even when they were at real school, they weren't that nice to me and never made me feel accepted. And now that they have literally forgotten about me, it's just confirmed to me that they don't really like me. I'm not sure if I should move schools because of this, since I only have 1 year left and I'm not sure if it would be worth it. I could have the same issue at my new school or worse, or I could have the best time ever and make real friends and have a really good year. Do you think I should stay at my current school for one more year or take the risk and move? I'm just worried because I could potentially have the time of my life or I could ruin everything. Do you know what, Tilly? I get it. Okay. Firstly, I want to say, in Rona, we're all in Rona town right now, okay? Not got a clue what's happening. It's very uncertain times. Very much you can second guess yourself because what else have you got to do? You're locked in your bloody house, all right? So obviously you're going to sit there and you're going to overthink everything. But what my biggest advice to you would be, you know, you're 17 years old, you're going to go to school. And I think that we all know this, the summer holidays, I don't know what you have in Australia, but in the UK we have like a 6 week, 7 week summer holiday between... In summer, basically. Shockingly, it's in summer. But we have that. And then that's always a dodgy time. Like, for me, in my summer holidays, my mum would always think that I had no mates. Absolutely none. In school, bish, bash, boshing all the way around. Don't know why I say bish, bash, bosh so much. But anyway, absolute smashing all about. No, I wasn't smashing. What made... Oh, God. Oh, I've upset myself. Anyway, when it... summertime, my mum was like, you have no mates, like, what is wrong with you? Because I just enjoyed my own company and I just enjoyed to, like, sit there and do nothing. Complete opposite of what I'm like now. If I sit there and do nothing, I'm like, oh my God, I'm depressed, like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But, so don't second guess it because you could go back to school and complete shift. You're then with them every day. How long have you not been with them now? like physically so long. And also, maybe they're thinking the exact same thing. I'm sure that they're not all meeting up if you're not legally allowed to. So maybe they're all like, oh my God, I've got no mates. Like, nobody's messaging me all the time because what are you going to message about? I get it, like, your friends, and you should think like, oh, you should have be able to like be in contact all the time. I don't know what your friendship was like before this, but if it was as bad as, you know, what you're saying, then yeah, maybe a new start is what's good for you. But also, you can have a new start with new friends in the same school that you're at, I think. I don't really know. Maybe I'm not giving the best advice here, but I feel like Rona is an uncertain time for everybody, and it's going to make you second guess yourself. It's going to bring you depression, sadness, doubt, all the above. Not very nice things. But you've just got to get through it. And I reckon, me personally, you've spent however long at that school, it would be a shame for you to let go of all that, especially when you're going into your final year. I know what it was like in my final year of school, and I was the same. I left when I were 18, and even though there were points where I didn't have the best time, it was so emotional, and it was such like a bonding experience with all my friends. Like, you're about to go into your final year, I'm sure that, like, you know, something will happen. I've just got a feeling till I'm not gonna lie to you, I think that you just stick with it, keep trying. Okay, if they're fully ignoring you, all right, maybe get there, hang around with new people, see what happens. Do you know what I mean? But if it's just a case of you're feeling a certain way, like you're not as in contact as you used to, maybe it's just corona, maybe it's just the fact that you physically can't be in contact and it's drifting everybody apart, and maybe when you all jump back into school, things will be completely, you know, back to normal. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I don't know them as much as you, but I think that you're sick, Till. I think you are absolute legend status. So walk into that school with your head held high. It's your last year. You've earned it. You've all been there. You deserve to have the last year at the school that you've spent the last 6 years of your life at, or whatever it is. So Till, do it. Till, do you know what you've just got to do? Oh, wait. Oh, Till. I didn't press on my podcast. Till, are you ready? Till, are you ready?
I just want to be me.
Till, just be yourself. Be yourself, because, you know, if you watch this, this means that you're sick. So just be yourself, Till. I'm sure you'll have a grand old time. Round of applause for Till. Round of applause for Till. Wait. Round of applause for Till. Love you, Till. Right. Thanks for everybody who sent in questions. Like I said, please send them in to belagday.questions@gmail.com. And I'd really appreciate it. Yeah. And also to the Instagram account, belagdaypod. Loving it. Absolute living it large. So, I'm going to go for a little break now. When I come back, it's going to be something that I like, something that I don't like. But firstly, something a little bit serious that we're going to talk about. All right. See you after the break. Lovely little people. Hello, it's me again, and in a shocking twist, I haven't found the company to sponsor me in that last couple of minutes. You know, it's not really all about the money for me doing this, I usually just like talking a bit of rubbish, but my bank account is a little bit upset, I'm not gonna lie. So if you are a company, please contact me at max.belegday@gmail.com, and if you're not, just have a good day and enjoy the rest of the podcast. I hope it's good, I really do. Hello everybody, and a little bit welcome back. I'm having a great time, I'm not gonna lie. I hope that you're enjoying this one. In fact it's not been slightly chaotic. I feel like it's been pretty well structured. I had a cutey little, you know, jump to the past with a pre-film segment. Jesus Christ, I'm a little bit professional if you ask me, but right. Now was the part of the podcast where we oh, by the way, sorry about that ad break. Yeah, still not got anybody to sponsor. Had a conversation with one company that were a little bit willing, but then when I told them what it literally costs, I looked at other podcasts in the past and stuff, and looked at the rates that it costs, instantly they were like, no, that's too much. And I was like, well, that's just how much it costs. Like, I'm not, like, obviously I'm, like, not trying to bowl for money, but they were proper trying to scrounge me out, because you get paid per amount of people that listen to you. And I don't even have, like, millions of listeners or anything like that. But they were like, no, sorry. And they just stopped replying to me after, like, absolute, like, hey, Max, we'd love to blah, blah, blah. So I was like, do you know what? Little bit rude. But anyway, if you're a company out there, I'd love to have you sponsor me. I would love it. It isn't even that much. I think it was only, like, I can't remember the exact numbers now. But it's for what, like, it is. Right, anyway, sorry. I'm not trying to sell myself here. But anyway, right. So this week we're talking about something a little bit serious that was sent in by one of the listeners. I still don't know what to call you all. I can't call you like Blegdians. I don't know why it knocks me sick. I don't know why. Something about it just makes me want to go.
No.
Just I can't do it. So something serious. Ivana Goldrun sent this in, and I personally didn't really know much about it at all. And she's really like broke it down. She prefaces it all by saying like English isn't her first language, so like I'm gonna read it out and I'll just like try and connect the dots together a little bit more. But she's talking about police brutality that is actually going on in Colombia that I had no idea about, because obviously, like it's very far away. You know, it's not in the media that I see. I've never even seen it on Twitter, which is unusual, because usually stuff that like politicians are trying to block from the media you see on Twitter. But I haven't seen anything about this, so I thought this was a good opportunity to talk about this. And yeah, I'll read out what she said. So. Said, last Wednesday, police brutality killed a 46-year-old man. It's on video. His name was Javier Ordonez. His crime was that he was drinking alcohol in public space, and here in Colombia, that is not allowed. The police choked him to death, and he died in the hospital just for drinking alcohol in a public place. That's just ridiculous, right? Also, just in 2020, this 55 massacres in Colombia have happened, with over 200 deaths. That's a cause of armed conflict that we have and we're not able to solve, because the government, specifically the president Iván Duque and the ex-president, can't pronounce his name, not even going to try, don't want to fulfill the peace agreement that's already signed. We were in protest last year for like a month for public education, and now because of police brutality and the amount of massacres that the government and the president want to cover up, this Wednesday night people went on a full outrage in the streets and made a riot. They burnt police stations, and then police killed six of them with their guns. A 17-year-old child died of 3 gunshots, and some people that weren't even in the protest got killed. We need the eyes of the world, because the government is corrupt and won't reform the police if there is no international pressure. I hope you understand well, because her English is not her first language. And then she's left some links to some articles, and she also says that it's like common knowledge in Colombia that the police stations are used as a base for crime, and the police rape women, they kill people, and they traffic drugs, and the police have always been corrupt. And, you know, like, it's mad to me that this is not front page news, but it's just not. Like, this is just the world that we live in. Like, it's covered up by politicians. They're basically allowed to do whatever they want, and it's absolutely disgusting. So I'll try and find more information about it, and by the time that this is up, I'll try and put some on my story, because I feel like it's not very well known by people, especially in the UK. You know, like, obviously there's a lot of issues with police brutality going on around the world at the minute, but I feel like this is something that, like, I personally didn't really know anything about, and maybe like a lot of people at home won't know anything about. So just thought it was worth mentioning, and I want to say thank you to Ivana Goldrun for bringing this up. And I also want you to know, like, you can send me, if there's something that you feel passionate about, or that you want me to talk about, or like maybe just, you know, for other people to hear about in this like little bit of something serious, then you can send that into the email as well, balagday.questions@gmail.com, or like to the Instagram's DM as well. So yeah, like, it's really upsetting, but this is what's happening all over the world. It's like a film. It's literally like a film, and but it's real life, and people have to put up with this, and it's horrible. Obviously, I'm not gonna do anything by staying, you know, saying this, but, you know, say if even like 100 people listen to this, and then they have something in their head, and then it starts a conversation. You know, like, just like she said, they need global pressure for them to consider making a difference. So tell your friends, share it online, I'll share something online, and let's all have people like Ivana in our prayers, because it's absolutely disgusting. Right, okay. Next part of the podcast is where I talk about something that I like. Oh, it's very cute. Every time I say it, it's okay, but wait, I want to do it again. Oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And something that, to be honest with you, I don't really like.
No!
No! I love a bit of the GC. I'm fully obsessed with her again. I went through the biggest GC phase not so long ago, and then it kind of fizzled out, and nowadays, oh, GC, get that out my face. Oh, wait, no, what? Wait, no, I just...
Get that out of my face.
I just misquoted. I meant to say, I'm claustrophobic there. Why am I doing an Australian? Oh, my God, I think my brain's going into meltdown. Meltdown.
My leg day.
I just tried to do an Australian accent. Wait. Sometimes I do so many accents that sometimes they get a little bit swept up. Fuck off, Gillian McCabe. That's the one. Sorted. Absolute. What a cutie. Right. The thing that I like this week is The Greatest Showman. Guys, what a film. What a film. What a legacy. What an unreal musical prodigy. I cannot tell you how much I love that film. And I only thought about it because I had another thing in mind, and then I was sat down setting all this up, and I was sat there like, from now on, like, these eyes will not be blinded. I can't sing, so I'm not going to do it, but, oh, what a film. Do you know, I first watched that film, this is a full circle moment, I first watched that film when I was in uni at Bristol, but I'd come home for the weekend, and I went to Manchester to catch my train to Bristol, and it got cancelled, so I had to wait like 4 hours for another one. And there was a cinema right next to the train station, so I went and watched Greatest Showman by myself. And I sobbed. Because this was in my depressive phase. At the very beginning, just them two little kids finding love. It was a happy scene, and I sobbed. I was like, why can them fucking like 7-year-olds find love and I can't? Like, this is awful. Like, what's going on? Like, I was fuming at it, but I had a come to Jesus moment. I had the best time listening to that film. Love a bit of it. He's called Hugh Jackman, yeah? Oh, love him. Absolute legend. I'm sure I knew someone once that was going... I'm sure that, like, one of my mates or something were going to see him in a concert. And, like, I can't remember. But, yeah, oh, jealous. Absolute jealous central. What a legend. What a legendary... Bearded lady... Bearded lady, are you having me on? Are you having me on? She's a legend. What's that song that... This is me, oh... Oh, my God. No, sorry. The Other Side, Zac Efron, Hugh Jackman. How does it go? But what percentage of the show will I be taking? Oh, my God, guys. Fair enough. You want a piece of all the action. Oh, I did that on karaoke once. Guys, brought down the house. I think there were only 3 people in the place, but I had the best time ever. If any of you ever see me out and we're in a karaoke place, let's do The Other Side, Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron together. Bagsby and Zac Efron, though, because obviously, you know, we look really similar. I get it all the time. Right, anyway, next part, something that, to be honest with you, I don't really like.
No!
Is this week... It's the TikTok Creator Fund. Yeah, I'm doing it. Do you know what I'm doing it? I'm doing it. I've had enough. Right. So they advertise this little thing. If you don't know about TikTok, which I feel like the majority of you come from, like, knowing me on TikTok, so you probably do. But TikTok, like, lots of the big creators, like, I'm talking the people with, like, you know, like, Brittany Broski level with, like, millions of followers. They were, like, getting, like, offers from other, like, apps and stuff to stop going on TikTok and to go over to them. So then TikTok were like, oh my God, like, we need to give these people money so that they stay. So they set up, it was something like a 2 million, like, out of like a couple million or something, they were going to give little bits to people that got accepted into the Creator Fund. And in order to get into it, you had to do something like have over 10,000 followers or like have over like 10,000 views in the past like month or something like that. And then you get accepted into it, and then like, so I don't really know the logistics of it, but like per amount of views that you get or something, you get a bit of money sent to you. So I was like, oh, buzzing, absolute cha-ching, like, absolute love a bit of that, a little bit money, a little bit financial instability made stable, absolute smashing it. So I was like, tick, let's join that. Got accepted, and the day I got that notification, you've been accepted, and instantly I uploaded a video, and it got like 50 views in like a minute, and I was like, all right then, like, whatever, like, maybe it's just like a bit of a, you know, down, whatever, didn't really think too much of it. And then I kept seeing the same pattern happening, and I was getting like no views, even doing a video where I'm like, absolute, like, slap bang hilarious, laughing my own socks off at myself. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes, guys, I'm not gonna lie, I love to just laugh at myself. I like, sometimes I find myself a bit cringe, you know, like, I can't really listen to these podcasts back, so it's a bit weird listening to yourself talk for sometimes. But sometimes I make a video on TikTok, and I'm either just, like, trying out one of the, you know, effects, and it's making my face all swirly or something, and I have a right old laugh. I love it. I literally find it so funny sometimes. And maybe that's just like really narcissistic and a bit of a wanker. But anyway, yeah. Views were going down. And I mean like full on down. Like proper to the ground. And I was like, this is a bit annoying. Like the only reason that I got on TikTok was to like, so that like I could like share like my sense of humor with other people and like, find other people with the same sense of humor, because it was like first came about to me, my understanding of it was like it's like Vine and stuff, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, like this is fun. And then when it got cut off from that, and like the sole purpose that I had it, which was to interact with other people and like have people like see my videos and like me see theirs and stuff, and that was like instantly going away. So I was like, well, what's the point? And then the amount of money that I was getting was like, to be fair, at the beginning, I got like £4, like for the first day. And I was firstly like, all right then. So I get like no views anymore for £4. Like, what's that all about? And then to be fair, it did start to go up. But I was just like, I don't do this for money. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to do this, I've got a job. Like, I'm not like trying to be the richest person in the world or anything. And I stayed in it for a few days, and I end up getting sometimes like a tenner a day or something. But I was like, realistically, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this to have a laugh. I'm doing this to like have a laugh with other people. And if they can't see me having a laugh, then what's the point in being on it? Because like, I could just like, if I wanted to just earn money, I could become an Uber driver. Do you know what I mean? That's an app. Drive people around, earn a bit of wongs. What's it called? What's that word for money? Wonga. Never used that in my life. I don't know why I just said wonga.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I really didn't enjoy that. But anyway, weren't they like a company that went bankrupt because they gave out loans, but then you couldn't repay? Anyway, no, never mind, sorry. But yeah, so I exited it straight away. And then I made a video saying, like, this is what they do. They have your views, and then, so they say that they'll give you money for views, but in signing the contract, they half your views. But they more than halved my views. They got rid of, like, 3/4 of them. So I was like, get that out my face. I'm not doing that. So I made that video, and then TikTok removed it. And then I posted another one, because I was like, sometimes they remove your videos because it's like, you know, they think there's some copyright in it or something, and there's not, but blah, 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 blah. So then I posted another one, and they removed that, and then I got a notification saying your account has been restricted for a few days. I said, I'm sorry? So you're really trying to suppress me telling the truth? I was seething. So now, even for a couple of days, my views are still down because they're restricting what I can do. And every time I go to upload something, for like the first 10 minutes, it says it's got 0 views because they're putting it, that they're reviewing everything that I put on. And I was like, that's just a bit of a joke ting, really, isn't it? But they're a bit dodge, and I'm hoping they're not watching, because I really do like the app and it's very funny. I don't want to get kicked off it. But also, if you are watching, please sort it out and stop trying to just scam people. Like, just have a good time. Like, Instagram and that's been about for ages. I'm sure that they, you know, well, actually, I'm sure that they've got their issues, but just try and have a good time. If we all just try and have a good time, you'll be around for ages. Don't do what Vine did and just disappear because it all gets a bit too much. Grow up, have a good day, let's all have a good laugh, and we'll all get along. Do you know what I mean, TikToker? Like, right, that's about it, really. That's all I've got to say on the situation, because it's done with now. I've fully left it. Like, I didn't make any, like, major dosh or anything. Don't even know if I'm still entitled to it. But yeah, like, not for me. If you're in it and you're making lots of money, sick, you know, props, you've got millions of followers. I don't, and that's fine. So we'll just get along with it and move on. And do you know what? Have a check. Like, go, if you're listening, go onto my TikTok and see if you've seen my latest videos, because chances are you haven't, because they just get going. So if you do, comment on it and say something like, I'm from your podcast or something, just so we can do like a little test and see if you've, like, because you might not have seen it on like your For You page or even your following page or something. So if that made it, I don't know if that sentence made any sense, but yeah, right. Guys, wait, have I got anything else on my little noughties? No, I've done it. 4th episode all by myself. Well, I had that little segment with them too, but It's well late as well. I'm not going to lie. I've got to be up early in the morning, but I'm having a great time. I'm charged off this fucking cold tea that I'm drinking. Oh, it's rancid. Absolute horrible. But thank you very much for listening. I hope I don't... I always think at the end of this that I have no idea what I spoke about. Like, I literally don't. But I hope something that I said were useful, or like you gained a little bit of something for it. You know, I had a good time. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to your face right here. I had a good time, and I hope you did too. I hope it was educational. I hope you learned something about students. I hope you got, you know, an insight into uni if you're thinking of going. I hope I answered your questions well. I hope you learned a bit something serious. I just hope you had a good time. And episode 5, from now on, they're coming out every Thursday. I'm putting my foot down. I'm setting a schedule for myself so I can't back down on it, okay? If you're listening, give us a follow on the Instagram, at BelegdayPod, because that's where I put all my updates for this. And also, if you're listening, just thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. I've been looking at, like, the numbers of people listening, and it's honestly blowing me away. Like, I can't believe that you just want to sit down and listen to me talk. It's so lovely. But, yeah, I'm so grateful. So, thank you so much. But, yeah, I'm going to head off now, because I've tried to make this one as quick and concise as possible. I already know it's gone over an hour, so don't have a go at me. Don't bring it up. But I've tried my best, so... Yeah, hope you had a great time, because I bloody did. And if you know, want to come around next time, then I will see you on the next one. But in the meantime, I hope you had a lovely little bit of ballet day.
Ballet.
Goodbye, everybody.